welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for July 19th comes from Judges 2. Judges 2, verses 16 through 23, explicitly describes the pattern that we will encounter again and again through this book. Israel will sin, and as a result, Yahweh will hand his people over to judgment. But when the people cry out to Yahweh to rescue them, Yahweh will raise up a judge for them, since he is moved to pity by their groaning because of those who afflicted and oppressed them. Judges 2, verse 18. Yahweh will give victory to the judge, and the judge will reform the worship of Israel for the duration of his life. But then, when the judge dies, Israel will sink deeper into sin than they had before the ministry of the judge. From that point, the pattern will start all over again. But Israel will begin the cycle from a worse condition than in the previous iteration. We find the starting point for the spiritual descent, then, with the elders who had served alongside Joshua. For as long as that generation lived, the people of Israel did not worship false gods, according to Judges 2, verses 5 through 10. Instead, the sin of their generation was their failure to obey Yahweh fully by driving the inhabitants of Canaan out of the land, as we looked at in Joshua 1. But when those elders died, severing the last remaining connection back to Joshua and back to Moses before him, Israel does whatever is right in their own eyes. And specifically, they begin to serve the Baals and the Ashtaroth in Judges 2, verses 11 through 15. This provokes Yahweh to anger, and he turns Israel over to be defeated and oppressed by their enemies, starting the cycle all over again. Thus begins the tragic story of the book of Judges. But as we discussed yesterday, this whole story underscores Israel's desperate need for a shepherd. Most of the judges that we will read about in this book were prophets, but none were priests who had ultimate responsibility for governing Israel's religious life, and none were kings who had ultimate responsibility for governing Israel's civil life. The judges had been appointed by Moses only to assist with the work of shepherding God's people in Exodus 18. In other words, judges were never meant to be the exclusive leaders of God's people. Yahweh's people need a shepherd, and that is as true today as it was then. In the New Covenant, Jesus has become our ultimate prophet, priest, and king, but when Jesus ascended into heaven, he gave leaders as gifts to his people to assist him in his ministry, according to Ephesians 4, verses 7 through 12. In other words, Jesus gave us pastors and elders to serve as under-shepherds, caring for the flock of God until the chief shepherd appears again, in 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 5. Today, there is a king in Israel who, through his elders, shepherds us to ensure that we do what is right in God's sight, rather than in our own. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? It's one of the best ways you can support this podcast, and you can leave your review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.